weaker, as you want to say it, then at the end of the Cold War. The alliance of the Cold War doesn't exist anymore. There were special circumstances. So after the Cold War, everybody knew that leaving NATO would be risky. So nobody dared to leave NATO. And now NATO had to transform to modern times. Will we have a multipolar reality in the future? I think so. Because...
EU? Or bipolar, I would say.
No, not bipolar. Bipolar is over. Yeah, bipolar would be the West and China, or what?
I'm sorry, I was talking inside the alliance, actually.
Inside the alliance, who could be partner for the United States?
Well, now with the development of ESDP, and there are some questions if Europe, because for the moment the US was always leading NATO, and if the EU is developing its CFSP and ESDP, so maybe it can, the alliance can become in a way.
What is ESDP?
European ESDP, European Security Defense Policy. Since 1999, Amsterdam Treaty, blah blah blah. Nothing.
No.
Okay.
I do not see any European position in NATO.
Oh,
not to my memory. Yeah. So. I should have come across during the 5 years I was inside. Yeah, and somehow I should have registered it. No. There is a war fighting faction, I would call it. Yeah, which is Canada, United States, Great Britain.
Holland, maybe?
The Danish, the Dutch, yeah. They form one faction. And there is another one that is Spanish, German, Belgian, French. Yeah, with more reluctancy to follow the US-UK example. Yeah, they think that the European position is not respected, or not well enough respected by those who I just mentioned.
Which is true, probably.
Absolutely. And because the British position is, in my opinion, seeing it from the position of the sea powers.
Yeah, okay.
And as you well know, for the Brits, Europe is something that does not include Britain.
Yeah,
and so when I hear that Britons, define themselves as Europeans, I always have to smile. Yeah.
No, they don't. Yeah,
they don't. It's a lie.
Yeah,
and so. But I don't think that it is bad, because I think that Europe can only exist with the transatlantic support.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like Earth and Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we hadn't the Moon, we would have probably, no continental drift.
Good analogy.
Yeah. So the whole thing that drives our planet and makes it as hospitable as it is, it depends on this planet, mini planet, the Moon.
Now, what is so polemical now about the? I want to talk about the division of labor, because if we talk, let's say, in economic terms, you have country A that's better in wines, country B better in cheese. The country A specializes in the wine, and then the other one in cheese, and then they trade, and everyone does what does the best. Now, what is now when you talk about security terms, I don't understand what is so polemical to admit or to say, yes, there is a division of labor. From all the readings I'm doing and from what I understand, we cannot talk about division of labor. Is it?
No, the problem is the problem is that in the end, fighting war is something, as we have said in I have said in the beginning, this is something that leads to extremes. Yeah? So in the end, war can mean the end of the existence of a nation or a state.
Okay.
So all decisions concerning war, in theory, in NATO, have to be in consensus. As this is an alliance where the attack on someone is an attack on everybody, this question of why is America fighting Iraqis when we don't have declared, they have declared war on them. If Iraq would have declared war on America, we would be at war with Iraq.
Not true.
So, what is the situation if they declare war on them and expect us to go to war with them? So, it's a question that is very close to the heart of this understanding that we are a group of nations that have declared that we have the same values, etc., etc. Yeah,
But the
that we stand together and are ready to die for each other. So that is basically the Atlantic Pact. For this, you need unanimity. Unanimity is, of course, difficult to reach if, in the reality of your alliance, you have coalitions of the willing. That is the reality of NATO nowadays. It's an alliance with coalitions of the willing, and these coalitions of the willing are necessary to make the alliance in today's world, with the difference in interest, work. At the same time, these coalitions of the willing, the very existence of the coalitions of the willing within NATO, yeah, destroy the coherence of the alliance.
But I don't understand why it's necessary to have those coalitions of the willing if you have NATO.
Yeah, why? It's money. So if you want to fight a campaign, finance fortresses, aircraft, yeah, weapon systems, etc., forces, feed them, it costs billions, billions and billions and billions. Yeah? War is much more costly than I ever thought. So the money is not there. NATO has spent its money for 2010 already in 2009. The money is not there. We have an economic crisis in the world. How do you fill the war coffers? Yeah?
So because of
So, and nations had to come up and cough up the money and bring it there. Yeah? And so who pays for what?
So the ones who are in the
Okay.
coalitions of the willing are the ones who can pay and willing to pay
No,
for the.
well, willing to pay and committed and stay to the commitment. And you saw in the Netherlands, the government broke because of the commitment of the Prime Minister. Yeah? And the partner went away. So its commitment with under the of course, under the umbrella of the alliance, but whether the Dutch forces will remain in southern Afghanistan or not, or the Spanish forces will remain or not, is not something that that the alliance decides. No, that decides
Public.
every nation for herself. Meaning, in other words, that you have groupings in NATO. Those nations who stay together and say, okay, we are in there, we fight the hard battle in the south, and let the weaklings in the north, the Germans, yeah, do their own thing, yeah, but we are doing it together. And this materializes in agreements and support conferences and blah, blah, blah. Yeah? And those nations work together. They have different relationship to the others. So this is the reality of NATO. And that is necessary to achieve a combined operation, any operation, which is not defense of NATO. Yeah? It's not the Article 5 mission. The operation in Afghanistan is a non-Article 5 operation.
So it still was.
No, it's a common operation. Yeah, defending the interest and it's possible because they have a mandate from the United Nations. It's a United Nations operation that is executed by NATO.
But just after the 9/11, I think.
Yeah, but that was another. 9/11 was declaring war. That is Operation Enduring Freedom.
And then you move.
That's another operation. That's fighting Al Qaeda.
Okay, and now today is the UN.
And Taliban and making
it was all
Afghanistan secure. No, that's a different operation. That is non-Article 5. That is United Nations operation. In the reality of Afghanistan, both operations have a common commander, a crystal. Hmm. Yeah, and I think even now, Germany is also participating in OEF.
Oh yeah?
But it's only with some small forces. And the Americans, but that is something that you should not publicize. Yeah, the Americans used the German special forces in the south for guarding their prisons, and okay. That was something that we didn't like, and
yeah,
then we went back away from that.
Okay.
yeah. So no, thank you.
Yeah. But
guarding your special forces prisons is not something that is something one should do.
Yeah, of course. But just to come back also to this division of labor, it's not a secret that Europeans are better in peacekeeping, in assistance, comparatively with the Americans. Americans know better how to fight, and Europeans know better how to make to.
I would not agree to that. I really would not. I admire the American job they have done in the Iraq. I think under the circumstances and building some trust with the Sunni tribes and so on, and going out and building nation there, that was great. I mean, they're still great. So I don't know enough.
Okay.
I don't know enough.
This
about
was
that.
The I think it's more things you read in the literature.
Yeah, I know that it's a consensus. That is
that's the thing.
That's what they say.
That the US knows how to fight. European knows how. My question was because there's this consensus that the US knows how to fight. The Europeans know how to make peacekeeping. So, but still, both are not happy.
I would contest the notion that the Americans know how to fight. In the sense of there are not others who do know how to fight. I admire the British. I admire the Canadians.
Because you're on the ground and you can see it.
Yeah, I don't see that the American war fighting machine is better than other units. No, they are not. They are overwhelming.
Hmm.
Which is difference. Yeah, by sheer numbers and sheer capability. Yeah, there is nobody who can resist them.
But the way they fight, mine
is self-defeating. We have the phenomenon that war machine number one beats everybody.